你好。Happy New Year. It's so good to be with you this morning. I'm not used to having my translator at the other end of the church. She seems so far away. But I'm so happy to share God's word with you this morning. I have been in God's service for many years. I started when I was about 20 years old. And now I am almost 70. So it's close to 50 years. I feel like I'm getting older. But I work with international students. So they keep me young. And for the last 14 years, God called me to work with international students. And it's wonderful to see how God is bringing many of these students to Jesus Christ. Even today, one of our students from China, who 3 years ago never heard about Jesus, today she's getting baptized. This morning. I would be there with her, but I'm here, but I'm joining them for lunch. We pray for her that her testimony will be very powerful. Pastor Albert Cao and Chloe and others in this church have heard about Focus Club that started at UBC. God used me to help start this outreach. And not only at UBC, but SFU and Douglas and Nangara. I could never do this by myself. So God has brought a team of workers and volunteers and many churches who help cook the food. People who pray, who give. So now God is doing a great work among these students. And because of this, I've been to China 3 times and I've been to other countries in Asia. So I love China. I even learned to say that. And I have many friends all over China. And last year we had the chance to go back. And I also spoke in the 3 house churches in China. I am certainly blessed by God with so many friends from all over the world. And churches like you have prayed and have helped us, and we want to thank you for your prayers. I have some literature at the back. And I have 2 newsletters. One of them is about my trip to China. This is my Christmas newsletter. picture of a young couple here from China and Japan who met here at UBC, who became Christians here at UBC, who were baptized here. But I went to Japan to do their wedding. People from China and Japan and Canada came to the wedding in Japan. And I helped them to become husband and wife. I have so many blessings to share. I have so many stories. But you can read some of these stories of international students in these two little booklets if you read English. Most of these stories are from Chinese students. You can pick them up for a small donation. You can give a little donation of $2 or $3 to pay it. I don't speak Chinese, but I don't speak Japanese or other languages. I can say konnichiwa, I can say hello in different languages, but here is the movie of Jesus in many languages, including Chinese. I give them to my neighbors. When I go biking in the park in Coquitlam, I live in Coquitlam, I go biking and I do my exercise with the bike, then I go to the park and I meet my friends from China and Vietnam and I always give them a free video. And I also got a few Chinese books. You can get these videos for free. Just take them. And a few books in English and also in Chinese that are on the table. That can help you to grow. So we are still in January. We are still in January, first month of 2015.
First
month. Although Chinese New Year is next month. Pray for next month because we will have an outreach for the Chinese New Year. I think your church is helping with one of those. Make sure you have lots of Chinese dumplings. What did you say? Dumpling? Baozi? My wife just made baozi this week for Chinese New Year. My wife made. Yeah. She can cook Chinese food very well. So some people call her half Chinese. But this morning I want to share about God seeing the Lord. What's the most important thing for this new year? Oh, some people say, I want a better job. I want to have a better house. I like to have a better van because my old van is getting pretty old driving international students everywhere. So for so many people, when they go to the new year, they think about all these things. But we're brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. And so what is the most important thing when you think about your love for Jesus or what you do for Jesus? How can you become a good servant of God? How can you be pleasing to God? If we want to be successful this year, it's not with a new car or a new job or a new house, but it's when we see the Lord. Nothing is more important than us receiving a new vision of Jesus. And so this morning, my subtopic is a pathway for effective service for this coming year. Isaiah was a prophet of God. He was sharing God's message. He was praying and he was worshiping God. And we have 5 chapters in Isaiah where he preaches to the people. But in chapter 6, something happens. The favorite king that ruled for 52 years, he suddenly died. He was the king, Isaiah, who reigned for 52 years. And in chapter 6, verse 1, it says, King Uzziah died. Now what will happen? What will happen to their nation? What will be the future? In Saudi Arabia this week, the king died. He was 90 years old. Now people in Saudi Arabia are wondering what will happen to their country. And so this is the surrounding from this chapter. In my first slide, I have a donkey. You see that donkey? There's a farmer who's taking his new worker, a new worker around the farm to show him the farm. First he showed him the chickens, and then he showed him the cows and the pigs. He showed him all the buildings. I come from a farm, so I know about farming. My father had 1,000 pigs. No, a pig don't laugh. Pig. So, finally the farmer showed the new worker the mule, the donkey. But as they came close to the donkey, the mule kicked the new worker 10 feet in the air. And then the farmer, the new worker, he shouted at the farmer. Why didn't you tell me that the donkey could kick like that? And the farmer, slowly thinking, finally he said, Showing is better than telling. Showing is better than telling. We can tell you everything. And you can get more knowledge. But this morning you don't need more knowledge. We need to experience Jesus in our heart. We need to truly see Him. When I went to India many years ago, I went from the farm to be a missionary in India. My first experience away from home. My parents thought I would never come back. Because they heard I was going to drive to India from Europe. And finally, and I drove 10,000 kilometers from England to Europe, to India. I was 22 years old. First time away from home. My eyes were opened in India. Yes, there was poverty. There was poverty, poor people. There was cows and donkeys on the roads everywhere. But I experienced the love of God. I experienced the love of God. The people had church services for 5 hours. 5 hours. They were so hungry for God. So I wrote to my parents. Oh, this is so exciting. I've never seen people who worship God for 5 hours. My first message was half an hour. I sat down and they said, no, please give us the main message. I said, I just gave the main message. They said, no, you must go at least 1 hour. So I wrote my letters to my parents about India. And my parents wrote back. We're getting more pigs. We're getting more pigs. We're getting more pigs. Pigs. My father is buying more pigs. Farm is getting bigger. So every letter I got from my father, more pigs. I prayed for 3 years. Oh God, bring my parents to India. And finally they came. I said, we're going to get married in India. My father thought I was crazy. But they, I said, 1,000 people will come for the wedding. 1,000. He said, please do not exaggerate. But they came to India. Not 1,000 people, 2,000 people came to the wedding. And when my parents came back to Canada, they never talk about pigs anymore. And it changed their lives. My mother was even baptized in India. I come from the Dutch background. I'm also an immigrant to Canada. And they say the Dutch are like the Chinese, a little bit stubborn sometimes. But when we experience something, it will change us. When you see international students coming to Jesus Christ who never heard about God, it changes me. It makes me so excited that I do not want to retire. When I tell the students in Vancouver from China, oh, you must see the Rocky Mountains, you must see that. Oh, they said, we saw the pictures on Facebook. We saw the pictures. We don't have to go. But when they go, they say the pictures are nothing. The pictures are nothing. You have to experience it. How many have never been to Banff? You can join my tour. So, let's go to the next picture. So for the next few minutes, I want to show you that showing is better than telling. Showing is better than telling. I have a beautiful story this morning that affects me because it's a story of a young man just after the Cultural Revolution who is going to China for the first time. Next slide. So you can read the story in Chinese. Chloe has translated it from English to Chinese. No, go back. No.
About this young man when he met this old Chinese man.
When I went to India for the first time, I had many fears. I did not know if I would survive the hot food. I thought I would never get married because I would be 25 when I came home and all the Canadian girls would be gone. And just before I got to India, I heard India had no toilet paper. I thought I would never survive. Sometimes I felt sorry for myself. But then I met a lady. Her name was Sister Nishi. She knew I missed my mother, so she brought me a cup of cold hot milk every day. She became like my mother. One day I asked her, what happened? I could see the scars on her face. She said, my husband was a Hindu. He was angry when I became a Christian. He cut off my nose and my ears. I had to run away from my life. I had to run away from my life with her small girl, with her small daughter. But she was always happy serving God. And last year, in October, I went back to India where we got married, and I met her again. She was 93 years old. She was so happy. I see the holiness and the power of God. By a woman who was willing to sacrifice everything for God. So Isaiah was in the palace. He was probably living with the king. He had a good position. He was a prophet of God. And yet he needed something. Now Uzziah the king was gone. What would happen to their nation? Isaiah needed a fresh vision of God. So what kind of God did he see? Somebody wrote a book once saying that your God is too small. You have a big God or a small God? Isaiah needed to have a fresh vision of God. So what did he see? First he saw the power of God. He saw the Lord sitting on the throne, high and exalted. It was Jesus sitting on the throne. Jesus even talked about this in the New Testament. Jesus has all power. He is in control of everything. He's in control of everything. He knows exactly what's happening. We took the trip to Asia, to Korea, Japan, India, Singapore for 2 months last year. I spoke about 40 times. And every session has to be more than 1 hour. But when I got to Korea, We got a message. My son was in a terrible accident. He was driving in Alberta on the busiest highway, and he lost consciousness, and suddenly he crossed three lanes of traffic and he was in the ditch. He could have lost his life. But he only had a few scratches. We were worried. We were anxious because he's my son. But then I remembered, God knows everything. And it was a wake-up call for him. It was a wake-up call. Be careful how you live your life. You must come back to God. Sometimes we need a crisis to wake us up. Do you believe that God is in control of everything? Even when this world is getting so bad, but Isaiah saw that God is on the throne. Jesus not only is on, has great power, but look at his position. He's exalted to the highest place. We sang about those songs this morning from Revelation. So he's in the highest position. He's above the president. He's above the queen. And because of him, my hope is sure. My hope is sure. My future is secure. I will never be condemned. And Isaiah also had an experience of not only God's position, but also God's person. Jesus' name is above all names. He's the greatest person in the universe. The people there, the people of God, had lost their vision. They follow other gods. What kind of gods are you following? We have gods of materialism, of sports, of sex. In China, they follow the god of science and technology and money. Do people see a difference in your life? Do they see a difference in your life? Many times as Christians, when we come to this country, we are also attracted to these other gods. Then we must open our eyes to God's presence. It says that here the temple was filled with smoke. Verse 4. God's presence was everywhere. Do you know God's presence? When I traveled to China in the spring, when I traveled to India this fall, in October, November, every day I felt his presence when I saw the traffic. Some drivers were terrible drivers. We went to 15 cities this fall in 5 countries. In one weekend, I was asked to speak for 10 hours in a seminar. With the brothers and sisters from Laos who had come to listen to God's word. I thought I cannot speak so long. But these people get up at 6 in the morning and go to bed at midnight because they want to experience God. So I asked God for His presence and His power. And then of course Isaiah saw God's holiness. What do we focus on? We focus on our comfort. Comfortable. We want to be comfortable. We want to be happy. God is more interested to make you holy. But why did we? My parents came to this country too. They were looking for better life. More money, big farm, more peace. This is what they were looking for. But God is looking for holiness. And when you truly have this experience of God, of Jesus, what will happen? You get a fresh vision of yourself. Next slide. Fresh vision of yourself. Fresh vision of yourself. Isaiah thought, oh, I'm doing pretty good. I'm a prophet. Other people are bad. Look at chapter 5. He's saying, you're doomed. You're doomed. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Woe to you. Woe to you. But now when he sees God, woe is me. I am unworthy. I am a sinner. Sometimes I serve God because of other reasons. You sometimes come to church for other reasons? Sometimes it's self that comes into our lives. Three kinds of self. Self-will. I make the plans. God, you bless my plans. Bless my plans. God, I'm going to the lottery today. I want to make $1 million. Please bless my plan. Self-will. Self-effort. I will do God's work, but with my own strength. On this 2-month trip to Asia that I took, I could not survive on my own strength. I needed God's strength. How will I reach all these international students? I cannot do it in my own strength. And then there's self-glory. self-glory. The desire for people to think well of me. I think Isaiah had that problem. He wanted the people to think well of him. He was living in the palace with the king.
But Isaiah received,
became humble. He was broken before God. Next slide. And he makes a confession. I need to be cleansed. Do we need to be cleansed? Did you ask God even to forgive you this morning? So many times I think I can do without God's help. So many times I want other people to think well of me. Next slide. Then, after the fresh vision of yourself, what do you experience? Next slide. You sit, cleansing, cleansing. God comes there to Isaiah and says, I will make you clean. Only God can cleanse us. Do you? You want God to cleanse you this morning? Jesus is there for you. I still need God's help even with my relationship with my wife. I've been married 43 years. I think I should be perfect by now. But even this week, I did something without asking her permission, and I have to ask for forgiveness. I still need to ask God for help. And after we get the cleansing, probably Isaiah had many concerns, many worries, many doubts. How will I survive? When these people will not listen to me. And in chapter 6, verse 11, he asked God, how long? Will this be for 5 minutes or 5 days? And God says, verse 12, until the Lord has sent everyone far away, until all the people are, the land is utterly forsaken. But then he heard the call of God. He heard, God says, who will I send? Now Isaiah says, even though he was already serving God, he says, God send me. Even though the road is difficult, even though I may have some trials in my life, even though I have to make some sacrifice, I had to get up early this morning, come all the way from Coquitlam, right to here. If I went to my church, I could sleep in for one more hour. My wife went to my church. But I'm here with you. But then when I was in Thailand and Laos with those people, I heard about one family that just became Christians in the jungles, way far away from the nearest church. They're the only family that loves Jesus in that village. How can they get Christian fellowship? Do they have a car? Do they can watch watch it on television. The closest church is 5 hours walk. From the jungles, they start at 3 o'clock Sunday morning. Then they cross a river. Cost them $1. Big money in Laos. And they get to the church. 8 o'clock in the morning. After the church, they walk 5 more hours back. My sacrifice this morning was nothing. To serve God with you this morning. To serve God with you. To give you this message. This will help you to become effective for God this coming year. Let's pray. Touch my heart this morning. May I experience you again. As you pray, if God spoke to your heart, do you have a desire to experience God? To see God in such a great way that you also respond and say, here am I, send me. To a world that is so needy and so desperate. To a world that's filled with darkness. Will you be willing to sacrifice? If you say yes to God, I want to see God do something great this year. Just raise your hand when you pray. Just raise your hand. Thank you. Thank you. Just keep your hands raised. I like to pray. Thank you. So many people raise their hands. Let's pray. Thank you. God, you see our hearts. Everyone who raised their hands. That they truly will experience God. Like Isaiah. So we can serve you the rest of our lives. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you very much.